Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This hour is presented by Kia Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon. All I need is...
We are cruising along here on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Good morning to you. I'm Jenna Barr. Joining me now is Stefan Schmidt. Good morning, Stefan.
Hey, good morning, Jenna, and good morning, Pensacola. Glad to talk to y'all today. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. 850-437-1620. I imagine many people got that in their speed dial because they want to call us and ask us questions and maybe text us a question or just a comment. You're more than welcome to do that today. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discounted pricing on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. Key Marine specializes in service and repair on all Mercruiser, Mercury, and Yamaha product. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch product service and repair. Check them out on Facebook. That's where they put their specials, their consignment sales, those kind of things. If you got a boat and you're wanting to maybe trade up, you can take your boat out there to Key Marine, and they can consign it for you and do the advertising and everything for you and get your boat sold. And that way you can step up to maybe a new boat for Christmas. Maybe somebody's looking for a new boat, or maybe you're just looking for a good used boat. You can find that over at Key Marine, so check them out on Facebook as well. They are doing their customer appreciation discount. That is going on right now all the way through January 31st of 2022. I can't believe it's almost 2022. Can you, Jenna? Wow.
No, it's weird. I don't want to think about it.
This time of year just flies by. They are doing a discount, 25% off of labor until January 31st of 2022. Great time to take advantage of that discount. You can save a ton of money on labor. And that could be anything from a repower to a service. Maybe you need some electrical work or some reconstructive work or whatever you need done on your boat. Trailer repairs, that applies there also. So check them out. Give them a call. 850-492-0487 is the phone number. 25% discount off of labor all the way until January 31st of 2022. I'm the Marine instructor over at George Stone Technical College. George Stone, located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. georgestonecollege.edu. is the website. 850-941-6200 is the phone number. The chat feature is what I would recommend. Go to that website, georgestonecollege.edu, hit the chat feature, and then you can get a hold of anybody at the school through that chat feature, whether it's a counselor, myself, other instructors. Maybe you need to talk to administration, or just maybe you might talk to my IT guy, Mr. Wiggins. He'll talk to you on there as well. So I always mention Mr. Wiggins all the time. Mr. Wiggins keeps that school running. He actually works when the school's not working. I'm sure he's doing something with computers from home right now, and he's always making sure that place is up and running. You know, if we lose a computer or our computer system or internet, that really messes with our daily, what we're doing on a daily basis. So he keeps all that stuff running and does a great job with that as well. Scholarships are available. You must pre-qualify for those. VA and Pell Grants are also available as well. So just check with counselors. You go up there and see them. I'm going to see a couple students on Monday when I get back. I haven't been in school in a long time. I've been out of school for several weeks now. I go back on the Monday of this coming Monday. I don't know what day that is, because I've actually forgot what day it is. Is today Friday, Jenna, or what day is it anyway?
It is Friday. It's finally Friday.
That's why we're doing Boat Smart.
That's
okay,
right.
Good.
We've made
just
it to Friday.
Sure.
You survived all the food yesterday. We're good.
Yep. If you did that, I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving, and I hope everybody found something to be thankful for. You know, and sometimes you got to dig deep, you know, to find something, but there's always something to be thankful for, no matter where you're at in life. I believe there is something to be thankful for, you know, somewhere. And you can either dig down sometimes to find it, you know, but be thankful for just something, even as minute as it may be or may seem to you, you know, or others. Find something that you're thankful for and be grateful for that. That's for sure. And that's kind of what I do on this time of year and Thanksgiving and things like that. You know, just be thankful for the things. I'm thankful for this show and the opportunity to come on air and talk to people and try to help people, you know, and I believe that we can help people on the show and with the questions and answers and things like that. So give us a call or text 850-437-1620 is the phone number. More than happy to take your calls or text messages to maybe answer a question, maybe to give a comment, maybe give me something you're thankful for this weekend. Maybe you can call in or text in that as well. More than happy to do that for you on air today. Sometimes at school on Thursdays, my class starts on Thursdays, and you know, we work really hard in the class, and my students work really hard. And sometimes on Thursdays, I'll tell my students, we'll go over what we're going to do for the day, and I'll say, let's have an easy day, you know, and let's just take it easy. Let's just, you know, learn, but take a deep breath and just take it easy for this day. And sometimes we'll do that, and I'll let the students kind of do what they want to do on that day, and I'll kind of like sit back a little bit and you know, make it an easy day for the students. So sometimes I like to do that. So today we'll just kind of make it an easy show today and let people call in or text in, and I'm more than happy to answer those questions for you. And I'm going to talk about some other things here as we get deeper into the show here. So I got a question for those of us that have our boats on trailers beside our homes. What do we do to protect our outboard motors from freezing? That is a very good question. And there's a lot of boats sitting in driveways, sitting behind their house or next to their house and things like that on trailers. So really the only thing that you need to do to protect, and we're just talking about just freezing, okay? The only thing you really need to do with an outboard is just trim it down into its down position as far as the motor is concerned. You want to make sure that it goes all the way down so the water will drain out of the engine. You don't want to leave it in an up position, even if you hadn't ran it for a while. You don't want to leave it up position because what happens, rain, what you're really doing is you're draining the block. Of course, it's going to drain down anyhow once it's trimmed down. Once you shut the motor off, it naturally drains out. But let's say you get some rain before a hard freeze. And if you have your motor trimmed in an up position, this is probably the part that you have to worry about most, where your prop is, your lower unit, your exhaust housing, where behind your prop, your propeller, water gets in that area and it could freeze if it's trimmed up and bust the gear case. So I recommend that you just trim it down and during those hard freezes and just let it drain out and you'll be fine with that. So you don't really need to do anything as far as the outboard is concerned. Just trim it down and don't let that water sit in that gear case, and that'll save you some headaches when the freeze time comes. So trim it down and you're good to go. No other things you need to do to it. If you're talking winterization, there's other stuff, but for hard freezes, trim it down, let the water drain out, good to go. I appreciate that question. I hope that helps you, and just do that and you should be fine. So that was a good question, and Jenna, I appreciate them texting that in to us today. So as we get into this time of year where people stop using or tend to use their boats a little less, I kind of wanted to touch on something that I really don't talk about much. You hear me talk about water pumps and tune-ups and 100-hour inspections and all those kind of things, and gear lube and engine oil changes and that kind of stuff, but you don't hear me talk a lot about electrical systems. One of the things that I teach in my classroom, and it really I start out with electrical, because the electrical system is such a important part of the boat, of the engine, the things that make the motor spin over, the charging system and all those, and the boat systems themselves, the bilge pumps, the running lights, all those systems and everything work off of the battery. And I always tell my students, never forget the battery. The battery is where it all starts. And a lot of times customers kind of forget about the batteries because they're usually tucked away somewhere. They don't think about them until their boat will not spin over or start, okay? So the battery system on boats are so very important, okay? And it's really gotten complicated in a way as the engines nowadays, with all the electronics and everything on them, the digital motors, the electric shift, electric steering, all the components that are attached to the battery through the engine, and then you think about all the electronics that the customers are running and those kind of things, and the battery is where all this stuff starts. So I always tell my students, make sure the battery is in good condition. Very important to do that, okay? One of the important things is when you're looking at batteries, you really need to make sure that the battery system is the correct batteries for the engines that you're running on the boat. Because when you go to different motors, a lot of people repower and they'll go to a digital motor, electronic shift and everything, different ignition system, different fuel systems on these engines as they move up from maybe a two-stroke to a four-stroke. The battery system has to be equal to the type of motors that you're running on your boat, okay? So back in the old days, back when we just had mainly two-stroke outboards and just running some minor electronics and stuff, you could get away with saying, okay, I'm just going to run a 850 or 1,000 cranking amp battery in my boat, and it didn't matter what kind a battery, you didn't have to step up to a gel battery or what have you, okay? But nowadays, it really depends on what motors you have on your boat, okay? So you need to verify that either through your dealer or maybe through your service manual if you have one, or your owner's manual. Look and make sure that the batteries are correct in the boat. Very, very important. Now, if you buy a boat from a dealership, you would think, okay, that the batteries are the correct batteries in the boat. But sometimes that is not the case. I know that I've talked to our area reps with Yamaha and Mercury. I've talked to them about stuff. They come in and they tell me, my students, we talk about batteries and stuff in the classroom. And a lot of times they'll get on a boat, and it could be a fairly new boat, and maybe it's a year or two old, and they get on the boat to troubleshoot an engine problem where the engine is not running correctly. And when they get on the boat, the very first thing they check is to make sure the boat has the correct batteries in the boat. They want to make sure that the battery connections are good, that the batteries are not old, okay, and that the batteries are correct. If those batteries are not correct, they're not even going to troubleshoot the engines at that point. The very first recommendation they're going to make is say, okay, we need to change the batteries out and put the right batteries in this boat before I even start to troubleshoot it. Because batteries will cause you engine problems. They will cause you running problems where the engine may not perform properly, charging system problems, starting problems. All these things can generate from the battery itself, whether it's the wrong battery, whether it's the wrong size cranking amp battery, whether the battery cables are loose, corroded, those kind of things, or whether the battery cables themselves are bad. Everything that's attached from the battery to the engine can cause a lot of problems in the boat. So I said that we were talking about this time of year where people start putting their boats up, they're not using them as much. One thing that will really mess you up, and this could be a brand new battery, is if you let that battery drain down to nothing, where it has some kind of a drain on it, a draw on it, and it's drawing the battery down. You let the boat sit up for 3 months, and you decide you want to use it again. Maybe you just put brand new batteries in the boat a year or so ago. And batteries aren't cheap. They can be very expensive, anywhere from $120 to $220 or more per battery. And some boats have 3, 4, 5, 6 batteries in them or more. And you can put a lot of money in batteries very quickly. And it's very important to make sure when you get ready to put your boat up for the season that the battery is charged up and that you have a battery switch on the boat when you can turn it off and disconnect it from the system so it doesn't drain down. That way you don't get a big surprise in the springtime when you go to crank your boat up and your batteries are dead, okay? And you want to make sure that you do that. There's all kinds of different setups and the way people protect their batteries from draining down. The main thing that I recommend is to have battery switches on board where you just turn everything off on the boat other than the auto float switch. You turn everything off. That way when you put your boat up for a month or two, everything is turned off, and there's no way the battery can drain down. Now, up north where they do long-term storage, a lot of times they'll take the batteries out of the boats and they'll put them on a trickle charge where they're just maintaining your battery maintainer, where they're maintaining the battery through the long period where the boat or the batteries are being charged at a small rate to keep them where they'll last longer, okay, where they won't drain down and the customer's not getting surprised by a dead battery. A lot of times, like on my motorcycle, I have a trickle charger on it where it can constantly charge my battery in case I don't ride it for several weeks. I put a charger on it and I let it maintain that battery while I'm not using it. So, you know, Jenna, when you get in your car and you turn your stereo on, your radio on, you know how it goes back to the station you was listening to?
Right.
And the volume and all that?
Sure.
Okay. That's because that stereo is drawing a little bit of power from your battery, and it has a memory circuit inside there, okay? So the stereo circuit, the memory circuit, is drawing a minute amount of energy from the battery, of amperage from that battery. It could be maybe a 1 amp or a half an amp or what have you from your battery, okay? And you typically use your car, if not daily, every other day or so. Most people use their car on a daily basis. So that little bit of a trickle out of that battery to that memory doesn't affect you because you crank your car up and it charges the battery back up. Now imagine if a boat had that type of system on it where it has a memory on a piece of electronics on a stereo, and that boat is sitting there for several months. In a period of several months, that will draw that battery down to nothing. And that will actually can ruin a brand new battery and cause your boat not to start. So the difference between boats and cars is that the customer for the car uses the car every day or so. The boat sometimes sits up for several months. So we don't want anything draining that battery system down. So we install battery switches to make sure that doesn't happen. And not all boats have battery switches, okay? That's something that you need to look at. It's always, when you buy a boat, maybe you're buying a new boat, you want to make sure that they have a battery switch package for it, that you put a battery switch on the boat so you can disengage the battery while the boat's sitting. And it don't matter if it's a day or a month. You want to make sure that you have a battery switch where you can turn it off. It is a call-in show. You're listening to Boat Smart. 850-437-1620 is the number, 850-437-1620. Maybe you have a question or comment, you can give us a call or a text. More than happy to answer those for you today. Everybody's probably just, I don't know, maybe a lot of people are off work today, I guess. I'm off work. A lot of people are off work on Fridays on these long weekends when we have like a holiday like the Thanksgiving. So I guess a lot of people are off work today. So if you're out there listening, give us a call or text. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. So we talked about the batteries and the importance of having the correct battery and that. Another thing that I like to see in boats is not having just one battery. I highly recommend that you have more than one battery in a boat. And the battery switch helps you with this situation where you want to put two batteries in a boat. Let's say you have a single engine boat. And I don't care if it's a stern drive, an inboard, or outboard. I always recommend that you put two batteries in your boat, okay? It gives you a backup battery to go to, for first of all, and it allows you to have some more storage, if you will, for your electrical system, okay? So you want to make sure that you have two batteries in the boat. So when I get a boat at school, my students are working on it, that's one of the things that we look at. Does the boat have two batteries? Does it have a battery switch? If it doesn't, we try to encourage the customer to put two batteries in the boat or a battery switch. Very important to do that, okay? So if you got twin engines, a lot of times you'll see three batteries in the boat. And then as you add engines, of course, it goes so on and so on. So we end up with a lot of batteries in the boat, okay? So it's important to take care of those battery systems. Now, something that a lot of people don't consider when you think about the battery itself. If the battery is old, okay, and maybe let's say we have three batteries in a boat and we have to replace the batteries because they've been in the boat for a period of time. All right. Looks like we got a call from Bill from Pensacola. Bill, we're more than happy to take your call. Appreciate that. What you got for us this morning?
Good morning, friend. I'm a boat guy. I know a lot what you're talking about. I want to ask you a question about the new batteries, these lithium or whatever they're called. The question I ask is, how light can they get, and how long do they last?
Okay. All right. So very first thing, like I said, you want to make sure that those batteries will work with what you have in a boat. Just because you have a high-end battery. So make sure they work, okay?
What I'm saying is, first of all, I got batteries. Are they worth going to lithium batteries? All the guys in the Keys say they're the way to go because they're so lightweight compared to the other batteries.
Yeah, and you can look at those, and if you can afford them, of course, and you want to make sure they're compatible.
Well, I can afford it.
But, okay, they're going to last.
Yep,
that's good. That's good. It's something to be thankful for that you can afford batteries, that's for sure. And the thing is, as long as they're compatible, yes, they're going to be a better battery. They're going to last longer. They're going to help you in the long run if they'll work with your system. So, yeah, I would recommend that if you can do that.
What's the weight on them, on the average? Do you know?
I'd have to look those specs up. I don't know for sure, you know. And a lot of times what you can do, Bill, is you can talk to friends that are using those batteries and see what kind of luck they're having with them, you know, and that.
Well,
and
when I get to the Keys, I'm going to ask that. I just want to say this, too. You said I was lucky that I can afford the batteries. I tell you what, my friend, I'm glad I got to listen to you. The good Lord gives us what we need. I don't worry about if I can afford it or not. The good Lord gives me the blessings. I'll use it for it because I learned from my daddy a long time ago about, and I'm almost 80. You pay for what you get. If it's a good watch, it'll last. That's all he ever told me. And I believe that.
Yep.
And I think if batteries are better today, so be it. I'm glad for the economy and everything else. But I'm just saying, I hear about them, but I don't know what the weight is on them. And I know I see them in Bass Pro, and they don't tell you the weight. They just tell you they're expensive. Like you said, they're $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 to over $1,000 easy. But if they're worth the weight, because a regular battery in a boat, even though I could charge mine all the time, so they last 5, 6, 7 years. But I'm doing what you're talking about. I'm doing the right thing. I'm doing the maintenance part with the trickle charge. I don't use a fast charge. And anyways, I really appreciate you, and I hope you have a blessed Christmas, and I hope you have a blessed Thanksgiving. Okay.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate that, Bill. Thank you very much, and I agree with everything you just said. I thank you very much, sir, for listening, and appreciate that question. And yeah, you got to look at the cost factor. You have to a lot of factors that go into it, that kind of stuff. So you know, it is important, like Bill said, to maintain them so you can get a long period of time out of your batteries. Now, when you look at batteries, and I was just getting into that. As we took Bill's call, when you replace batteries, you should replace all the batteries at the same time. You shouldn't replace the one that is bad. You should replace all of them at the same time, and you should replace them with the same kind of batteries in the system. So that's very important for long-term battery care and maintenance and longevity of the battery. And like Bill said, doing the right thing, making sure that the batteries are the correct size, making sure you're using the correct charger on them and the correct batteries for the boat. Because if you start changing batteries out and you're going to be chasing your tail. Let's say I've got 3 batteries in my boat and one of the batteries is bad. And last year I replaced one bad battery. And now I've got another battery that's bad. Now I got a battery that's 3 years old in my boat. I got a battery that's 2 years old in my boat. Now I'm fixing to have a battery that's brand new in my boat. Okay. So the best option is to replace the batteries all at once and do the correct batteries. That's your best option. And then maintain all of them. With that, I'm going to get through this real quick here because I know we're running on time. You can get 3 to 5 years easy out of a set of batteries and maybe more like Bill does. He said he can get 7, and I've seen that. You can do that with battery maintenance and doing it correctly. So, wow, time's already gone by, and I want to thank our sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487 is the phone number. I'm excited about being back in school on Monday. I'm hoping that my class is excited about me coming back. I'm sure they are, and we're going to have a great next couple weeks before we break for Christmas, so we'll have a lot to talk about next Friday when I get back on the air. So thank y'all for listening today. I appreciate you and have a great weekend. And I will be back on air next Friday. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Stephan, so much.